Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning a lot of you have skills that are surprising your friends and family.
You can, like Chris, I mean you just showed us you can run a board.
That's
like,
right, yeah,
like
watch out. I can hit buttons here.
You can hit buttons, you
That's
can
right.
hit tunes.
That's right.
And you can change a tire.
And I can hit the hair gel aisle at Walgreens, yeah. So watch out. We also found out that your teachers allowed you to do the weirdest things when you were in school.
In fact, they might have joined you in the smoking lounges we found out were everywhere.
Or watch triple X-rated death movies. Yeah. It's crazy. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Need a little bit of good luck. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, hot and heavy. Luck of the Irish. They say letting a bird poop on you is good luck. And the unluckiest things you can do, spill food or drinks down the front of your clean clothing. That's unlucky. It ruins your whole day. Stepping in dog poop and then losing stuff. Like, I lost it. But what are some of those other, oh no, that's good luck things? Like, oh, that bird pooped on me. It's okay, man. That's good luck. Hey, Skylar, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Now, what's good luck?
In my family, it is good luck if you sneeze 3 times in a row.
Okay, the triplet of sneezes is good luck. Now, is it so much so that then you'll look out for something or you'll go buy a lotto ticket or you'll bet on the luck that you have after the 3 sneezes?
No, I feel like it's more, I feel like honestly it makes you so you don't feel annoyed that you're sneezing so much.
So it's more of a relief.
But it's like small good luck. Like maybe you'll have a good day because you're sneezing so much, I guess.
So we got a text from a 773 that says, it's good luck if you sneeze 3 times. Once for good health, once for money, and once for love.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Maybe that's where I thought my parents made it up. That's so funny.
We're layering the luck around here. We're layering the luck. You sneeze 3 times. That's money, good health, and love. Come on. That's great. Hi, Laura. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Laura, what's good luck?
It's good luck when your palm itches. When your palm itches, but you have to scratch towards yourself, that means you're going to get some money. If you scratch away, that means money's going out.
Be careful.
I only ever scratch toward myself. So
that's the way to do
That's good luck. So if you scratch towards yourself.
If you do both.
If you scratch in and out, you just go back and forth. I think you break even on that.
Okay. No wonder nothing ever happens.
773 says, this might be an Italian thing, but whenever someone in my family gets a new car, we drive to each other's houses and everyone throws loose change in the back seat. We freak out if somebody picks it up and tries to take it, but they throw loose change in the back of the seat. They did not continue to tell me what that means.
Right,
but that's
like,
the thing
does it
they do.
Stay there, or what, do Forever? You collect it at the like at the end of the day?
What's interesting? I have a buddy. My buddy Jacob. When he and his family get a new car, they take an egg, and they put it in a Ziploc bag, and they seal the Ziploc bag. They take the egg out to the car, and they smash it on the tire, and now they have damaged the car. So now there's good luck on the car that nothing else is going to happen to it because you've already. Damaged it one time.
Like
you
that.
Broke the seal on.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a new car and you're kind of waiting for that first scratch or that first ding?
Yeah.
Well, they do it right to them, you know, with the cracked egg, and now they're good.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
I had to change a flat tire yesterday. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, bragged about it to my buddies, and my friend Ryan said, no, I'm saying a surprise that a guy with your profile, with my profile, someone texted us, are we sure they didn't mean his height? Oh, we're sure. They did not mean like me from the side.
Skills we didn't know you guys had.
Right. It's like I built a flower box once and Nikki was like, how did you do that? I was like, with a saw and a drill. You mean, how did I do that?
It looked really good.
Yeah, sorry. Hate to surprise you, but that's right. He can hit the F sharp and build a flower box, my God.
You can do more than just list musicals.
That's right. I surprised them with it. They were surprised that I knew how to. I was surprised they were surprised. What would we be surprised, and how do you surprise people? They wouldn't expect it from you, but you can do it. Hey, Bonnie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. Bonnie, what are people surprised about you?
Well, I graduated from college summa cum laude, and my aunt sent me a message, and she said, who knew you were so smart?
Right. You don't come off that way.
Yeah, watch out. You surprised him with the old smarts.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you. And I noticed there was no check in the card. Yeah. Did it fall out? Hi, Alicia. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're great. And what would people be surprised to know about you, Alicia?
So I'm a dietitian during the day, but then at night I power lift. I can squat 325 pounds, bench 150, and deadlift almost 400 pounds.
Oh. Wow. I don't know much about you personally, Alicia, but you sound like you're 4'6". Like you're very soft-spoken. How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
5'1"? Okay, not far off. I'm not far off. Okay, 7 inches off. Not bad.
Okay, but those two things, dietitian and being into the fitness, they sound like they go together.
Yeah, they do.
But if you look at her, would you be like, she can lift 400 pounds? Yeah, right. Now, that's pretty amazing.
Some people might like that. Hey, can you throw me through a wall? Yeah. Come on. What?
And she's shorter than you and I, V.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Hi, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Why? What would surprise people to know about you, Lisa?
I can see the rubber ring under the toilet bowl.
Okay, the wax ring, the rubber ring. So if we had to pop off a toilet, you would be able to replace the ring and put the toilet back on.
Absolutely. Okay. I refuse to pay the $300 for the plumber to come and do it.
Yeah, right. Now, did you learn how to do this on YouTube in a time of necessity?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What do you do for
a
living?
Very easy. I'm a butcher.
A butcher?
Wow.
Watch out. Love that.
Serving meat, fixing toilets.
He's flushing all sorts of stuff down that thing. I got to clean that wax ring off. Yeah. Well, we've done toilets before. That's fun. That's a fun project. It's not as hard as you think it is. It's just kind of gross. Because it's a toilet.
And you can, break the toilet.
Yeah,
you can.
If it goes wrong, you got a real problem.
If it goes wrong, it goes real wrong. That's true. Ethan, good morning. How are you?
Doing swell. Can't complain. How are you?
My man, doing swell.
Oh, I thought you said doing slow. I'm like, me too.
What would surprise us to know about you, Ethan?
Yeah, so I'm a classical trained musician and work in theater administration, but it'd be surprising that I was a sponsored skateboarder.
Okay. Whoa. Look at the mixed messages here. So what instrument do you play, or do you play a bunch of them?
Well, my primary was actually the tuba.
Okay.
But then I learned a ton of them, and then mostly moved to Chicago and did voice.
Okay.
And
so you're a singer?
Yeah, what kind of skateboard? Like a longboard?
Not here in Illinois. Mostly, kind of like the your average skate, street skating, jumping.
Yeah, so you're doing ollies and kickflips and
like
all that.
Is Vans going after you?
Right.
Like,
who sponsored you?
Yeah.
So I was with PacSun for a little while, Osiris Shoes.
Which shoe? Osiris?
Yeah.
My guy, watch out. This
too. For real.
Yeah. So do you like Rancid?
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, I liked a little bit of Rancid. I was good with Rancid.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Teachers often let you do weird things in class that don't necessarily align with the class you're in. There is a teacher who's now being sued in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who busted out medieval swords in the middle of chemistry class, cleared the room, and let the kids have sword fights. And one kid cut their wrist so badly they needed surgery. So that poor teacher, I don't know. The dumb teacher? I don't know. Being sued now. Teachers often let you do random and weird things. For example, hi, Cindy. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Your teacher was off, so you guys had a substitute that was the principal?
It was. Seventh grade, our math teacher was sick.
and I guess they couldn't find a substitute, so the principal had to come in to do math class. But the problem was that the principal was an art major, and so instead of having math that day, we learned to do self-portraits. We had art class.
It's kind of fun. Kind of the math of how you became who you are. Look at yourself. It all adds up to a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, that's kind of nice.
I love that they didn't even try.
Yeah,
not
even
like,
try.
You know what? We're just going to go with what I know here. I'm not even going to try.
That's great. Okay, I like that. Hi, Amber. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. I don't even know what this is, but what did you guys get to do in class?
So in seventh grade, I think it might have been our homeroom class, so probably trying to kill time, but we were leg wrestling each other.
Now,
you had to lay down on the ground and put your leg up, and then the other person laid down on the ground and put their leg up, and you had to basically leg wrestle to see who won.
So the goal is to get the other person's leg down?
Correct.
Okay. How'd you do?
And I think we had a whole like bracket system.
Actually,
I did really well. I remember there was a kid, Mark, who had like really massive legs, and I beat him. So that's what I remember about
it. Yeah. Suck on that, Mark. See you later, brah. So Amber got to leg wrestle. That's nice. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all?
We're well. Your daughter got home from school and had a very unique day. What happened at school?
Well, we're really learning a lot here at school. She got to play the game Assassin with her teacher and all her classmates throughout the entire day of school by winking.
Okay, so that's a game where someone's an assassin, and if they wink at you, you're out?
Yes.
And the teacher was also involved in the game?
Yes.
Did your daughter win?
She's in the car with me on the way to school. Did you win, Emma?
No.
No. So, Emma, what year was this? Like, what age were you, Emma?
This was last year. This is fifth grade.
Okay, and is that teacher that did that, is that like a cool teacher? Is that the cool teacher that you guys all like?
Yeah.
Okay,
It's the favorite teacher of the school, yes.
And so did that teacher, Emma, have all of their classes playing Assassin throughout the day?
So in fifth grade, we didn't switch around classes, so it was only our class.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. So and did you guys do that regularly, or was it a one-time thing?
We did it sometimes, but then it got banned.
Oh, it got banned!
Right.
Too distracting? Everybody was not paying attention in school?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Cool teacher got in trouble.
Someone always ruins it. Bad apple.
Watch out.
Yeah.
And finally, from Assassins, we go to Death. Hi, Deborah. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you right back. Now, you guys had a very weird day in school. What'd you get to do?
In sixth grade, every time our teacher was out, she left Faces of Death for the substitute. And I found out later how bad that was.
Whoa. Faces of Death? Yes, that video?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's rated X. It was repeatedly left. I don't know why the subs never caught on that this was a problem, but I'm a teacher now, and that would never fly.
That doesn't fly in, like, the world anymore.
Yeah.
Not even as a teacher. Holy moly.
It's from 1978. It's a collection of death scenes from TV and Super 8 movies.
Right. Some of them apparently were real. This was, like, one of those things where you couldn't find this tape. It had to be, like, a bootleg-type tape. You couldn't go to Blockbuster and get this, but everybody knew of its existence.
Yes. Deborah, do you think your teacher was leaving it as a joke? Like, obviously, you're not going to show this.
No, I don't know, but I had an older brother, and once I asked about it at home, and I said, I saw that at school, and I saw it many times.
So they played it for you. You watched it.
This is the craziest thing. You guys, just a little bit. Like, I knew about this video. My parents, I had a copy of it once. My parents went to the video store and were like, this is a terrible thing. You cannot watch this. I cannot imagine anyone showing you guys that.
This is
in
wild.
Class.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Right. At least it was supposed to be actual people dying.
Right.
I heard later that maybe some of them may not have been real, but maybe some were, but you
this
thought they were.
Man, so the good old days,
you
know?
You can do anything you want. Yeah.
Right.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Dang. Hopefully this works out. We'll find out.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, it's Chris. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. First and foremost, happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
I'll be honest with you guys. I literally, as the phone rang, I remembered. Oh, my God, it's her birthday. That's not even why we're calling. But, Mom, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
We'll play some Bruno Mars for you in a few minutes. But first, moments ago, I know you were listening because you wake up at 5:29 every morning and you tell Alexa to open 101.9 The Mix. But we did a whole topic about what teachers allowed you to do. And a lot of kids, or adults now, are saying that back in the day they would smoke in school. And you texted me as Whip said, oh, yeah, you used to be able to smoke in school. Now, you were at Proviso East here in Chicago.
Correct. Well, Maywood, yes, correct.
And you guys had a smoking lounge?
Yes, the senior lounge. I didn't smoke, though. I have to say that. The senior lounge allowed people that smoked, seniors in high school, to smoke in school. But you had to be in the senior lounge to do it. And you had to be a senior.
Okay.
Smoking section.
Now, yeah. Dad went to Loyola. Did they let him smoke at Loyola?
Did they let you smoke at Loyola?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it was everywhere.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay, wait, now, I have a question. I have so many questions. First is like, so would you like go during class or was this like in between classes? Was there designated time? Like, was that thing packed to smoking seniors at one point?
No, I think the senior lounge, you were allowed to go there like in your free period or your study period or whatever have you.
Could you smoke whenever you wanted?
This is every time you call the house.
He doesn't recall.
If you ever want to call to talk to my dad, this is what you do. You call my mom, and then she talks to my dad, and then he talks back to her. That's exactly how it goes.
We're still like using the Dixie cups with the string, you know?
Yes. Yeah, to talk to each other. Wow, so now people could just go in there and smoke. That's wild. And then on planes, you guys were lighting them. That's a normal thing.
You got to remember there's two sides to it, because where I grew up, the school I went to, they kind of did that probably to keep you in school.
Right. Like you're supposed to win leave.
Get those good grades. Right. Don't flunk out. And by senior year, you could earn your way into this club right here. All right? That's your incentive, boys and girls.
Whereas Chris's dad, where he grew up, it was kind of like on the North Shore. They had to make sure that they were still very trendy.
Yeah, it was classy.
Right.
Popper collar.
They had cigarette holders.
Yes.
Actually.
With my dad's velvet jackets.
They didn't pack their own cigarettes. Right. Somebody else did
that. Well, Mom, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day today. Thanks for filling us in on the smoking in high school.
Hey, but I have to tell you, he stopped smoking at a very, very young age, and I didn't start till I was a freshman in college, and I stopped before I had kids.
Oh my God, Karen, nobody asked.
You know why she's saying this?
Right.
You know why she says this? Because my brother Frank claims that she smoked, and that's why he has skinny legs, and it bothers her to no end.
No.
Yeah, he'll be like, that's why my legs are so skinny.
But I will say, you were the flame in your Chicago, based trivia.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, it looked like the tip of a cigarette.
I don't know.
There you go.
All coming together.
Well, Mom, happy birthday. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so very much. All of you have a good day, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Love you. Bye.
Love you,
so,
more.
In honor of her birthday.
We're all going to smoke today?
Smoke them if you got them.
Woo!
Drop it. Pure emotion, he's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. Oh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go, Whip's hot take.
All right, in a world in which technology rules our lives, often without giving us much, if any, choice in the matter, it's probably natural to expect that people would sometimes rebel against that and go for the nostalgia and re-embrace old technology whose time has passed. We've seen examples of people embracing the flip phone and eschewing the smartphone. In fact, pretty sure earlier this week we heard they're coming out with a Barbie flip phone for kids, which sounds great, but I can't wait to hear the reaction when those kids realize you can't get YouTube on it. Other examples, some people are getting back into typewriters, the old school Tom Hanks style 1940s newsroom typewriters. Why? Some just want it as a collectible, but some say they like the tactile feel and the distinct sound the typewriters make, which gives them a break from the digital world while adding a vintage touch to home offices. Vintage cameras have also made a little bit of a comeback. Good luck, though, finding a camera store or a Walgreens who will still develop that film for you. You don't need that, though, if you get an old-school Polaroid, about which I remember being in total shock just a couple years ago when my daughter wanted one in fifth grade because a few of her friends also had one. That Polaroid had a hot minute there, although I do guarantee that by sixth grade it was totally, completely forgotten and lost. But it had a minute. You can find old school boom boxes or even giant home speaker systems with woofers and tweeters again, although now they come with Bluetooth capabilities. So flip phones, cameras, typewriters, Polaroids, old style speakers, years, you might be able to find some of those even residing side by side with modern tech. But there's no greater example of completely obsolete tech making a comeback than vinyl records, which had been out of our lives for decades before some hipsters decided they were cool again about 10 years ago. And since that point, records have become pretty mainstream as the new but very old go-to format when someone wants to own music rather than just be able to play it on their favorite streaming device. And there is something that's very cool that brings back all the nostalgic feels when you take the shiny black circle out of what now seems like a giant cardboard cover with the art and the pictures of the band and the whole thing, dropping the needle, trying not to scratch it up, and when you're done, putting it back in its right place. And as a guy who was the last of his friends who actually collected and listened to vinyl as a kid before fully switching to CDs and then eventually digital, I appreciate the appeal. What I do not understand is the current attempt to bring back the format that briefly replaced records as the number one way to consume music, that being the cassette tape. Some artists are putting out cassettes along with their vinyl offerings now, and I'll see people wearing t-shirts with pictures of cassettes on them. I'll hear others longing for the days when you would pop that tape out of a little plastic box before you dropped it on the floor and it broke, then taking the cassette out of the little cardboard thingy, which was called a J-card, by the way, and then enjoying your favorite Paula Abdul album, most likely. Well, I'm here to express the opinion the only people who want cassettes back are people who never owned them in the first place, because as a format, the cassette sucked.
Yeah, let's go.
First off, when it was functioning properly, you had this the whole time. You hear that?
Yeah,
people?
Hiss.
Hiss. That is a persistent hiss that came with the territory. It only got worse and worse unless you took a literal Q-tip and put rubbing alcohol on it and clean the heads of your player. And if you were going to do that, you had to make sure you didn't drip a bunch of it into the machine or get the Q-tip all caught up on the pins and levers and wheels and knobs. Even if you did that, there was still a good chance the tape itself would get stuck in there and you'd need to be like a surgeon to extract the tape, and you had to have the patience to take a pencil and stick it into the tape hole.
Yeah,
and
wind
the whole thing back in and hope it wasn't all twisted around inside. Even when you got it back in there correctly and everything was working, you still had to rewind all the way to the beginning of each side. You could never know where your favorite songs were until you fast forward and rewound for a half hour until you lucked into the right spot. At some point, you'd have to flip the stinking tape over and do all that over again. Sometimes the tape would degrade. Your music would start sounding like crap for reasons that you were never able to determine. Sometimes your player was a millisecond too fast or a millisecond too slow, especially at homemade cassettes, so the music would sound just weird enough to annoy the heck out of any actual fan. And then sometimes your little brother or your little sister would come in without your knowledge, and they would record over your stuff. So you're in the middle of your favorite Guns N' Roses song. And then something, you're rocking. And then you get this. What? What is this? Is this New Kids on the Block? But this is my appetite for destruction tape. Mom! Who is playing with my stereo?
Oh, okay, we're back. Okay.
What the? Is this? Anyway, thank you. If anyone thinks they miss cassettes and or the good old days, in the words of another big song from the cassette's glory days, don't believe the hype, people, all right? Because those of us who were there, we know that not only cassettes were not good. In fact, they were. I do not mean bad as in good. That's it.
Man.
Wow. Hey. That was fantastic.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
All right, so we're going to start with TikTok for real. So I don't do it at all. I don't even have it on my phone. I don't want my kid on it. So I've made the practice of it's just nowhere to be found.
We don't talk on a TikTok.
But I know like a lot of great, some music is being found on it. Some music is being discovered. Okay, let me go back there.
That song we just heard, a TikTok song.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So Tomato, tomato. Okay. But a lot of artists are banning their songs. So have you noticed that? Have you tried to go on? Because, Universal Records came through and they are having a licensing argument with TikTok and you can't use their artists. Have you noticed that? Have you tried to pull anyone up and you're not able to find them?
Yes. The thing is, I don't know that much about how to make anything trend because I have like 4 followers. But when you go, so I rely on there. What they tell me is trending, which is available within their library is fine. But there has been a video that I tried posting, and originally the audio was fine and it was up for a while. And then it was part of this loss or, you know, these new rules. So they were like, you can have this video stay up, but you are going to have to change the song on it.
Which screws up the whole video, right? I mean, that's kind of the deal.
Yes, when you do the TikTok, it's got to be line up.
So more artists are pulling their music. So not only the ones that we've already talked about, but then now Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, and SZA, who weren't part of the original licensing argument.
Right.
So you know what I mean? You've got, so Universal, Interscope, Republic, Def Jam, a lot of people who have some major artists. Like, I thought Taylor was pulled, but I think you can still get her. I was kind of confused by that.
This is what's confused me, because Beyonce pulled all her music, but there's a trending dance to her Texas Hold'em song.
Right.
And I'm confused.
Yeah, but even though people, it's trending other places, it's not trending on TikTok anymore.
But I thought they pulled her music from everywhere. They didn't.
No, it's TikTok. It is a specific.
So her music's on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is a specific thing
against TikTok that is a licensing. Basically, they don't want to, you know, it's a pay argument. And now other people are kind of joining on their own. So basically, what I'm trying to tell you is if you were trying to make any kind of video with Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, or SZA, you're not. They're adding to the list of people that you can't
cancel
find.
My whole roster for what I was going to post this week.
You got a discount.
Here we go.
On the other end of this spectrum, though, sincerely, there's a singer-songwriter I like. His name is Cody Fry. Cody Fry is like a budding singer-songwriter. No big hits yet. Does some composition stuff and whatever. He had a song that was starting to trend. He's with Universal Music and they pulled all their music and he did this whole video about like, oh man, I've been working so hard to get a song and now here I was. And then he shows all the trend of the graph going up and then it just a drop because they took his music off. It's tough.
No, that's true. And there are some artists who've said that. Like, their career is in their mind over because this has kind of been their one major vehicle.
That's a lot of independent artists. That's how they're getting their music out.
And that's kind of the whole point of these things that do go fit, like TikTok trending.
Yeah.
It does. You don't need, Beyonce doesn't need it. Bad Bunny doesn't need it. It's those little guys that get noticed and now have a platform.
Well, and it's not up to them. It's up to their label.
Exactly
let's just make that clear. Like, it's not even Beyonce pulling it, you know. And so if this person is assigned on a tiny little part,
He's under Universal at some point.
So that's the whole thing.
So goodbye.
But does a regular person who doesn't have a record label.
You can be on there.
That's
You're
what I'm
fine.
Saying. But are you pretty much like, is it almost impossible to be noticed?
No.
So why be at a record label is what I'm trying to say.
If that's how you're getting your
followers and they're taking that away, why don't you just go like put it up there yourself?
I think that's the whole plan, but maybe you got discovered by them, signed, and now you're there. Yeah. I think so that's the whole end of the story. So anyway, it's a trend that's happening. Just watch for artists. If you go to find an artist and you can't find their music, that's by design. Okay, and then we got some good news and some bad news in Vegas. Let's. Which do you want first, bad news or good news?
It's Vegas, so bad news first.
Okay, bad news. Bad news is Adele postponing her Vegas residency. She has to go on vocal rest. She just posted this yesterday. She said, sadly, I have to take a beat. Pause my Vegas residency. She was sick at the end of the last leg. She worked through the break. She's sick again, and unfortunately, it's all taken a toll on her voice. Remember, years and years ago, she had to have that vocal surgery.
Right.
You know, so definitely something she has to take care of. So the dates affected really are like the 5 weekends in March. So March 1st and 2nd, 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th, 22, 23, and 29th and 30th. So if you were going to Vegas to see that, you'll have to alter your plans. But maybe you postpone your Vegas trip because Bruno's extended his dates. So this would be a good Christmas birthday gift for your mom.
My mom, yeah.
So Bruno.
Today's her birthday, so right on time.
Bruno is going to be doing some additional dates this summer, June 7th and 8th, 12th, 14th, 15th, a couple weekends in August, and then September 1st. As well.
What's it is called?
The pinky ring.
The pinky ring.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
There's probably a stinky pinky.
I thought there was a pink in a. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank God.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
So AT&T had some issues last week, right?
Yeah.
And now they're having some fun with it. There's a meme that's trending because of it. AT&T did not put it out, but people made it. So you know how people like post inspirational quotes about better mental health, like some advice, right? Like take this quote and live your life by it.
Yeah, well, live, laugh, love.
Exactly. Yes. So that's kind of what this looks like. It's a black background, and then the quote on it, in quotes, says, don't ever be afraid to cut everyone off. Signed, AT&T.
There you go.
Just basically
smart.
And people are like sharing that and liking that. And Thank God they have service now that they can do that.
And that's true.
Otherwise, they were just staring at it. Yeah. Sad.
Here's a meme.
This would be so funny.
Mailing it out to friends.
There's a meme a third of you will never see.
Yes. Enjoy. Yes.
And here's $5.
Next up, sometimes you just want to be chill, right? But it's just not in your nature. This audio that we're going to play goes out to all the people out there just overdoing it.
Wonder what it would be like to be nonchalant, because I'm extra chalant. Like, I don't even remember the last time I was just chalant, regular amount.
Chalant.
That's like funny.
It is kind of funny, right? Like, don't do so much. Just relax. But right. Easier said than done, people. And finally, it is Tom Skilling's last day, and he has had a lot of weather to report in the last couple of days. Tom is a legend after 45 years in the business. He's amazing, and he does a great job, but he's also so passionate about what he does. He famously cried when watching the solar eclipse in Carbondale back in 2017, which made us fall even more in love with him and his passion for what he does. There is another solar eclipse coming on April 8th, and Delta is now trending currently because they are adding a couple more flights in its schedule to give passengers a chance to see it from the air. So they're purposely doing it on that date on this flight pattern.
That's pretty wild.
So there's two flights that they're adding for sure. These flights already exist at different times, and they filled up, so they're putting two more. They're one of them's leaving Dallas. Another one is leaving Austin. And both of those flights are landing to our favorite place.
Detroit!
You guys all are going to be crying because that's where you're landing.
Yeah. No, you need an eclipse to get there.
That's
that's
the only reason.
That's the drive that's going to get Violetta. Come on, V.
We're going to go visit the home.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love it. I just think that whole story is amazing. And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.